Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, daf Samach Gimel, and we are in the midst of Ketzan Mavarchin, all about Birchas HaNehenin and other related topics. Again, today's shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bichiel, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Chaim Ben Usher Fagelman, Regeshon Liba Bar Le Bas Riel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Rubin, Aleim HaShalom. So we're in the middle of a brisa relating to issues of mizonos and rice. We spoke about if somebody eats raw wheat, so then one would make hadama. If somebody would eat, just adding in some of the bavli halachas also, if somebody would eat raw flour, I ground up the raw wheat at the flour, I'd probably make a shahakol on that. But then if I make it into a dough, which is the ultimate to what it's supposed to be, and I bake it into cookies, so then I would make a mizonos. So if I bake it into bread, I would then say hamotzi. But the brisa said that regarding rice does not get does not have the same rules. That's what the last thing we did on the bottom of Samach Beis Mabeis. If somebody takes a bite out of some orez, one makes raw rice. Bore mine zeronim. As we mentioned, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, to be very specific. If I baked it and then I cooked it, that even if prusos kayamos, I'm going to make a bore mine mizonos, not a hamotzi. And then enos achol levarech, which we saw the Haredim says, that means lav dafka, not to be mevarech at all, but not to make a bracha chashuva, meaning not to make a alamichya, what we call a bracha me'ein shalosh, but to say a borei nefashos. So now we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, Rabbi Yirmiya says, on rice, borei prihadama. To make a brisa, bari priadama, machlokas, whether he's arguing or not, but the Haredim assume says that it means sometimes one would make a bari priadama on rice, where the Haredim, lo palaga brisa, de amra bari mene mizono, says not a machlokas, lo pa'amim, de mevarak bari priadama kamar, right? Sometimes you make adama, as we will see. Bar Marena Barich Kumi Reb Zeira. He made a bracha in front of Rabbi Zeira, Vikumi Rabbi Chia Barva, Shakon the Ebed Varo. He made a shahakol. Reb Shimon Chasida Omar Bori Mine Ma'adanim. He made a fancy bracha, Bori Mine of the delicacies. So we have all these different opinions about what bracha to make on rice. Do you make adama, mizonos, a shahakol, a bori mine ma'adanim? So Amar Biosi Barbun Velo Pligan, there's no machlokas here. It depends how it is prepared. As we said, Hilchos Brachos goes by what it is, how it's prepared, what my interest is. Many different questions that can be asked. So ma da amar bori mine mizonos, the one that says you make a mizonos bahu da avid bull, the one that makes it into a bull. What's a bull? A chunk, a block. Says the Haredim, kimo bul shel melach, a block of salt. Dahainu she nikrishu amayim v'nasu guf echad balul. Right, it becomes one unit. This rice with some type of binding agent. Kidiktani, as we learned earlier, tachnu afo bishlo kederach pashal chitim. Like you make it into a bread of wheat, so then one would make it into that would be hamotzi, but rice is never gonna get there. Right, just continuing the Haredim for a moment. V'sover haYerushalmi tuchihechi ditzan al pas chitim de ishni liiluya bahamotzi. Just like by wheat, if I make it into dough, it goes from a hadama raw to hamotzi. Hachanami orez ishtani liiluye bori mine mizonos. When you make it into rice bread is going to be, again, without any flour from wheat, just pure rice bread is going to be a mizonos. So that's if I make it into a bull, a block, so that is going to be a mizonos. Mandamar bar priadama, the case of someone who said, the sheet that says bar priadama, behahu debarir. That's over the case of barir. What's barir? The Haredim says, when it doesn't combine, there are independent kernels even after you prepare. Bar, it's clear. Right? Klomar, says the Haredim. Shelo tachana orez. You didn't grind it up. Ela bishlo ba'eno. You cooked them whole. Velo nishlak harbe acha nismayach hagarin. And you didn't cook it so much that it all became mushy into one stew, elenikar v'nivrar kol garin levado. But each one is separate. Shikorin baravi rise mifalpel. V'chashav kilu lo nisbashel. And because it was cooked, but it remains its own identity, each one is independent, so that it does not lose its identity, and therefore you'd still make a bari priyadama on it. So that is if it's barer. Madamar shahakol niyeh b'varo, the one that says shahakol behu deshalik. That's talking about the case where it is cooked a lot, and then it becomes mushed up, and all of the kernels split, and it becomes one. And again, the charei demands, and this is nishtane ligriusa. This makes it worse, and therefore it loses its ultimate bracha of mizonos, and it becomes a shahakol. Uman demar bori mine ma'adanim b'yehuda taref. Then the one that says it, you make a bracha bori mine ma'adanim delicacies b'yehuda taref. That's where one would add special ingredients to make it sugary and jelly, right? As the charedim say, beitza trufa b'ka'ara klomash espachal harbi ma'od v'nasek kechalav karush v'zevade shinuya le'iluya. Kovei bracha latzma, that somehow you prepare it and to make it even into a better state, so it gets an even fancier bracha that we don't say. So this is all regarding the bracha rishona of rice. The question is, what about the bracha achrona, ad kedun bitchila? This is all about the bracha rishona. Bisof, what about the bracha afterwards? What about the bracha afterwards? So the Gemara in the Rishalmi here has a couple of different opinions, connecting it to the bracha rishona. We don't paskin that way. As the charedim here quotes from the Gemara in the Bavli, in the brachas of Lamed Zayin, we make a bar nefashos on rice. Doesn't matter how it is prepared, whether it's baked, whether it's cooked, you make a mizonos to start, and you make a bar nefashos afterwards. So that is how, well, we paskin, but the Yerushalmi here has different opinions. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Shimon Chasida Amar, this is what you say, borei mine ma'adanim. La'adein bohen nefesh kol chai. Hashem created amazing delicacies to give delicious pleasure and eden to all souls. Baruch Adah Hashem al ha'aretz va'al ma'adaneha. Right, we don't have such a bracha. We have a more simple bari nefashos. Doesn't matter, but this is parallel to the bracha rishona bari b'nei ma'adanim. We have this bracha. We have this bracha achrona. Stop there for a minute. Why is rice different? Why is rice different than the other grains? So the Gemara says in the Bavli, in Psachim, Daf Lamed Hay, that it's not ba'li dechimutz. There's a different chemical process, it seems. It's not ba'li dechimutz. That's what the Mishnah says there, that you can't use rice for matzah. And you can violate the Isra of Chametz with rice. The Mishnah there says, Elu dvarim sh'adam yotzi v'nichvaz b'pesach. You can use any of these five grains. Chitim sa'orim kusmin shifon shibola shuel. Right? Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, according to the classic translations of those five. And the Gemara goes into what each one of these is. But the Gemara says, what's not on here? Orez v'duchin lo. Rice and millet are not on here, right? And this is really a machlokas tanoim. Really machlokas tanoim. The brisa there, in Psachim Daf Lamed Hey, quotes, lo sochal alav chametz shivas yamim tochal alav matzos, dvar ma'borim l'dei chimutz, adam yosi v'dei chavas b'pesach. Right, whatever can come to chametz, you have to have the potential for chametz in order for it to be considered matzah. Yatsu elu shein bo'en l'dei chimutz, elu l'dei sirchon. But these others, rice and millet, they produce a process called sirchon and not chimutz. And that's why one cannot be yotze their mitzvah with it. But the Gemara quotes that there's a shita out there, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, rice is min dagan, and you're chayav chimutz akaris. And he says, you can't use or duchen v'reisha karov lahachmitz. It is karov lahachmitz. So the question is, this is one of those machlokos. So what's the machlokos about? Right, what Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri says it's bo'le dechimutz, and the Tanakama, what we hold is eino bo'le dechimutz, right, enough kaminas for Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Brachos, right, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri, l'chora you'd bench, or you could make a mezonos and ala michya. So, what's machlokas? So, is it a machlokas in Metzius? We never like to say that, right? There's machlokas about realities, whether kabbalah dechibus or not. So this is a question of the Ramban. The Ramban, the first Ramban in Elu Trefus, in the third parak of Maseches Chulin, asks this question because the Gemara there also quotes a machlokas that seems to be a machlokas in Metzius, which we would never like to have. Again, a machlokas, a historical machlokas. So sometimes we have those. We have sometimes historical machlokas, but okay, you can't like check. Right, once there's a machlokas, and we'll see. Here we bought a base of Mikdash, and we'll see who was right and who was not right. Whether there's a historical machlokas about what a Rebbe said or when something took place. But Here is a machlokas about a certain reality. So why don't you check? Right, the Ramban asks this on the machlokas about treifa chaya or treifa ena chaya. Right, the machlokas de la treifa, so the treifa live for a year or not, certain types of mumin in the animal. So the Ramban asks, tamua, heichlo bodku adavar, binisyonos harbe. Right, how they didn't check? Machlokas, mesora, just check if these animals live through these mumin or not. So says the Ramban, Efshar shekimu min atreifos shehem alach lemoshe b'sinai pam achar pam umatzu shelo hayim eskayim moshnei masar chodesh v'yaf al pikein mi sherayos chachmaso o kabalaso nesenes lo shehi chaya eino chozer bo shaharei omer shemesa b'mikre kedamrina gemiri di mevadri lasiman achaya. It could be that under other circumstances they did check and it didn't live, but other circumstances that it would live. Right, so it still wasn't clear. And he quotes another Yerushalmi in Meseches Trumos, where the Yerushalmi says, Kashos v'nimseis mara, boy ben Levi, v'chi bedavar she'efshar la'amod alav chacham and pligin. Right, you know, a certain type of vegetable that became rotting inside, but you know how long it takes for these vegetables to rot. Ela be'ikr b'dikasa pligin. Says the Rambam, maybe they did check. But whenever an experiment takes place, there can be a machlokas between the scientists about what happened to the experiment. Oh, I call this chimetz. I call this sirchot. I think this is good enough. I think this is not good enough. So even if they did check, there could be a machlokas how to interpret the findings. And therefore, says the Rabbi, it's still not clear. This is the Ramban brings up this issue, but again, it's the same issue here. But maybe they did some type of test, and the question is, how do you interpret? Not always the findings and the results aren't so clear. So we would say the same thing by this machlokas about rice, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan, whether it's bali de sirchot or bali de chimutz, maybe they did tests, but still, there was a question about how to interpret those tests. Okay, continuing. So, again, the Yerushalmi has all these fancy brachas relating to rice. Rabbi Abba bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Gruba. Rabbi, shaya ochel basar o beitza, whenever he ate meat or eggs, Haya Omer Asher Bara Nefashos Rabos Lahachayos Bahem Nefesh Kolchai Barachad Hashem Chei Ha'olamim. Hashem, this bracha of, right, the Bara Nefashos, what we call, he created many different souls, Nefashos Rabos, right, Nefashos Rabos, that's what you say, and the question is, this might be what he said afterwards, right? That's what the pashtus is, as we're going to see in a second. But many different live animals, nefashos rabos, lachiyos v'nefesh kachai, to give life to those that partake. Baruch Adah Hashem, chei ha'olamim. So Gemara says, ad kedun basof b'tchila. This is fine, what he said afterwards. What about beforehand? Amar Rabbi Chagai, borei minei nefashos. Even beforehand, they made a bracha of borei nefashos. That's not what we do, but he had a borei nefashos to parallel the bracha before and afterwards, just like we had the bracha of borei minei ha'adanim earlier. So stop there for a moment. So the Yerushalmi clearly has borei nefashos with Shem Hashem, right? Borei nefashos. Baruch Ata Hashem chei ha'olamim. Right. So the Bavli does not have that. The Bavli has Baruch Hei Ha'olamim. And therefore, why do we say what we say? So that's the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah on Brachas. Daf, Lamed, Beis, Amad, Aleph. He quotes this Machlokes, Lechor, Bavli, Rishalmi, whether he's supposed to say Shem Hashem at the end of Baruch Nefashos. So we pass on the Bavli. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. V'nira Lamori Araf, Shazem Matbea Kitzerhu, Dekiva Tel Husker, B'tamad Shalanu, Lo Nachtom B'Shem Misafek. V'nachum omar chasimas habracha below shame. V'neba baruchat Hashem, b'rei nefashos v'chadot kol ma'asherasa shabarasa baruch chei olamim. Right, and therefore the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no shame Hashem. Similar discussion we had a couple of weeks ago. We had by Modim Durabanan also. According to the Bavli, the baruch kel ha-hoda'os, without a shame Hashem. Right, both of those seem to be a chlokas because the Yerushalmi had a Shem Hashem, both by Modim Drabanan and by Borei Nefashos. But, and you look in the Shulchan Aruch passes that way. Shulchan Aruch in both places, and that's why the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is not to say Shem Hashem. If you look at Siman Reish Zayin in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, Peros Ha'ilon, Chutz Mechamesha Saminim. fruit besides the five mina v'chaperas adama v'yirakos and all vegetables chaldarash eigdulim in aretz and anything that does not grow from the ground, meat, chicken, and the like. Bracha achrona shalahem borei nefashos rabos v'yimachal mikol minim elu mavarech lachar kulam bracha achas. If I eat oranges and apples and vegetables, so I make a bracha, one bracha borei nefashos on all of them. Ubracha zu chosim ba below shame, says the Shulchan Aruch, without shame Hashem sheyachtom kach baruch chei ha'olamim. Right, and the Taz, there it's been raised high, and summarizes. Hatam, Shem Gemara, Didan, Ar Gemara, Brachas Lamed Zayin, in the Bavli, Lesba, Chasim Aklal. Ubi Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi, in the sixth paragraph of Brachas, right, today's daf. B'yesh Baruch Adah Hashem, Chei Olamim, Alkein Anu Chosmin below shame. So we say it below shame. Let's say below shame. And then he quotes what Bereid HaFashas Rabos means, V'chesronon, the Tosfos and the Tur, say V'chesronon means Hashem created us with chesronos, so that we have to be mashlimit with items that are mashlim are goof, but the Tosfos and the Tur also, the Taz quotes it. But chesronon al kol mashav arasa is really two things. Hashem gives us what we need that we're missing, and he also gives us a lot more that we don't need, way beyond al kol mashav arasa lachias bev nevesh galchai. Right, more than what we need. Dvarim chechrichim and dvarim mo'ilim. Okay, so that is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Peiros, Siman Reish Zayin. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, also, Din Modim Durabanan, the Shulchan Aruch also says there that we do not end off with Shem Hashem. Remember, we spoke about bowing at the end of Modim. Modim Anachol L'chash Tohu Hashem L'kedav L'kedav L'chazasar V'chosein Barakel Odos, below Haskaras Hashem. Both places. If you look in both places, the Bir Hagra argues and says, I don't think it's such a machlokas. Maybe the Bavli is just being shorthand and not writing Shem Hashem, but I think the Rush is right, and the Bir Hagra in both places say, you should end off with Shem Hashem. The Gra said, at the end of Baruch Nefashas, Baruch Adah Hashem, right, Chei Ha'olamim. The Gra says, I'll just read one of them, in Reish Zion. In Reish Zion, the Gra says, where is it? Venira. He says, "Ayin v'ayin shelos yaveitz v'ayin." Let me just find the right line. I'm looking in the Shari Tshuva. Sorry, here. V'im achal bracha ayin tosaf lamed zayin ubi yirshalmi v'sayin bracha da Hashem chay olamim v'kachas v'arosh. Avor tosaf Rabbeinu Yona kasvu. We just heard Rabbeinu Yona. Kivet shagvari shalana lo huska yishlachto below shame. V'das harosh ikker, says the Gra. I think the Rosh is right. The Gra argues on the Shulchan Aruch numerous times. Right, I think the Rush is right. That's the Gra there, and the Gra in Kuf Chav Zayin also. The Gra says, I don't think the Shulchan Aruch is right. I think we should pass him like the Gra, like the Rush. The Yeshbi Sha'omer, again, Yerushalmi, the Brachas, V'aramam Kasa Balo Chasima, Kemosh Kasa V'gora Didon. So here he goes even against the Rambam. V'hechriya Beis Yosef Misfeka Lomar Belo Askaras Hashem. V'das Atur Lachtum B'Shem. V'kasav Shekein Noah Gaviv Arash V'chein Iker. V'ayin Simin Reish Zayin. So the Gra cross references the two places where he thinks the Bavli is right, either over the Yerushalmi or in consonance with the Yerushalmi, with the Bavli, that it's not a machlokas, but that is discussion. Interesting in terms of Darke Halimud and Bavli Yerushalmi and the other Rishonim. Good. Says the Gemara now. So we spoke, we just mentioned that there was a bracha, that some said Baruch Nefashos even beforehand, and then Baruch Nefashos afterwards. Hesiv Rav Yossi, Vamastisa Pliga. The Mishnah seems to be against, right? We just said that on all items that you eat basar or beitza, you say Baruch Nefashos Rabos. But the Mishnah said that before ala chometz, some types of vinegar, ala govai. Right, govai is some type of a grasshopper. Vala novlos ohomer shakoni ebedvaro. Vadin govai labi nefeshu. Isn't the govai a min nefesh? And if it's a min nefesh, then you say, right, our mishnah says shahakol, and there is against this minug that's quoted from Rebbe. Asya de Reb Shimon Chasida kerebi. Reb Shimon Chasida, who mentioned before, he needed a bracha achrona on orez. Right? So, like we said before, Karebi, so he holds like, they go together like Rebbe, that needed a bracha for Basar and Beitza afterwards. V'divrei Shneim, Rebbe Gamliel, meaning they hold against the Mishnah. They all follow Rebbe Gamliel, and not like the Rabbanan, who say Titania, the Rabbi Gamliel, who we're going to have also later, who quotes Zal Klal Shari Behuda Omer Rabbi Gamliel Kol Shu Mimin Shiva Ve'Eino Mimin Dagan. Rabbi Gamliel holds anything that's one of the Shiva Saminim, but not Dagan. Right, not the barley and the wheat. Min dagam lo afal pas. Or if it's min dagan and you didn't make it into bread, still, Rabbi Gamliel omer mevarach la'acharav, shalosh brachos. You could still bench, according to Rabbi Gamliel, on non-bread items. Rabbi Gamliel holds, you have some of the shivas haminim. V'chacham omer bracha achas. Some say, no, we don't possibly make one bracha, which means what we call alamichya. Because she'eino mimin shiva, v'lo mimin dagan. Rabbi Gamliel says, if any, the chabseh, I'm sorry, anything that is not one of the shivas haminim and is not one of the grains, Rabbi Gamliel omer mevarach lafanov la'acharav, v'chacham omer lafanov lo la'acharav, as we mentioned before, lo la'acharav can mean one says b'rei nefashos. Yisir Rabbi Gamliel has a wider range of what bracha you say when you bench, even if the shivas haminim you bench. Again, that's quoted in the Bavli also, and that's who these other shittas are following. Interesting line in the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham says, you know why we say borei? If you look at shahakol yebedvaro does not have the word borei in it, like the other brachas. Borei min imizonos, borei priadama, borei priagafen. Hamotzi is a little different because lechem doesn't come out of the ground. But why do we say shakol nibivara? We don't say bara hakol, some type of bracha like that. So if you look at the beginning of shahakol discussion, excuse me, the Abu Draham on page Shin Lamed in the classic edition, he quotes from Rav Asher Milunel. Rav Asher Milunel. Lama b'chala brachas b'varchin borei u'bezu nia yomar gamkein bezu shakol bara. V'tirates, and he explains, this bracha includes items that don't grow from the ground, like we just saw, kagon, bale chayim, v'ayotze behen, eggs and animals and chicken and meat are included in shahakol, ein lomar bore, she'ikur briyasam lo lakachaisa. They weren't created to be eaten. When the Hashem created the world, animals weren't eaten by people. V'rayla davar adam arishon, shlohuta lo basar b'achila. Right? Adam was not allowed to eat meat. That's a machlokas rishonim. Most rishonim assume that not only was he not allowed to eat meat if he killed meat, he wasn't even allowed to eat meat if it died by itself. Right? And that's why only Noah got Aver min hachai, which had to do with animals. But because meat and chicken wasn't created to eat, so we can't say borei by shahakol, because shahakol includes those items. Va'od, and then he says, kivan shetiknu matbe'azual yayin shehechmetz, also included in this is, let's say, wine that turned into vinegar, like we just saw, ala chometz, v'chometz, upas she'ifsha, and bread that became spoiled, v'tavsha she'alver tziraso, v'novlo she'golelu einu tikkun abriya. Right, some things you make a bracha of shahakol on, that are not ultimate wonderful creations. They became spoiled. They're still edible, so you can eat them, but they became spoiled, so that's why also we don't want to say borei. Ela hashchasas v'hafsadas sabriya, ein lomar bohem borei. We don't want to say borei telafil, ha-tiknu lomar nihiyeh, v'lo tiknu lomar haya, v'hamaskul yavin. Okay, so that's the interesting comment of the Abu Draham. We continue. Rabbi Yaakov ar-Idi v'shem Rabbi Chanina, kol shehu kein soles u-kein chalita u-mechameshes aminim, if I prepare any type of flour with some type of scalding element or using the water in any way. These are different ways of preparing mizonos porridge type of foods, right? The Charedim say mine maisa kedera. Different types of porridges and oatmeals, different way to put the hot water on. Kein soles, right? That's regular flour with water. Ukein chalita, that's scalding, putting hot water on it. Ume chamej zaminim, omer alo bereimene mizonos, mvarach lachar bracha achaz mein shalosh. All of those get a mizonos, doesn't matter how it's prepared, and it gets in al hamifya. Says the Gemara, v'kolshu kein soles, kein chalita, ve'enem chamej zaminim. So what about if it's not one of the five grains? Right, now this is the Gemara talking, like rice. Orez and Dochin, and the Charedim says, V'talmuda ka'amar lo, v'lo Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov made the statement. He said, anything that's kein solus, kein chalita, from one of the chabej zaminim, mizonos and alamichya. What about if it's solus and kein chalita, and not one of the chabej zaminim? So what's the halacha there? Do you make, meaning what do you make beforehand? What are the choices? What are the choices to make beforehand? So the choices are, as he says on the bottom, the Charedim, v'yesh l'stapek, im v'archen b'tchila borei pri hadama o shahakol. right? If it has scalded some type of prepared five grains, then you can make a mezonos. But what about if it's either, if it's not prepared that way, hadama or shahakol? So Amar Reb Yona, Shalach Rav Ze'era, Gabe Ilei Debeis Reb Yanai. He sent this question to the Beis Medrash of Reb Yanai, Va'amrin Li, Leis Anayada Ma'amrin Li. They told me something, but I don't remember. I don't remember what they said. Okay. My kadun, Amar Reb Yossi Mistavra, Shakol Niyah Bidvaro. Right, in these cases, you would make a shahakol. Why? Charedim Ishtani Lugriusa. Because it was changed to its in a negative way. But the Charedim quotes that if you look in the Bavli, we would assume that rice, cooked rice, gets a mizonos, as we said earlier. Interesting, the Gemara tells us that somebody forgot something. Right, somebody forgot something. I don't remember what he said. Right? Maybe it's to give us a little chizuk. If you look in the Hagdama of the Shar Yosher of Shimon Shkup, right, he talks about the Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, not knowing whether there was going to be another set. And that's pretty amazing. How did he do that? Why didn't he just like put them away and save them? And when we were ready, he would give them back. So the Rav Shimon Shkup explains, because Moshe realized that the first luchos were Ma'ase Etzpe Elokim. Etzpe Elokim means forever, it's eternal. If a person would learn, they would remember it and they would never forget it. And somebody would be able to know a lot of Torah without dedicating their life to Torah and not pushing themselves very, very hard. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt that would be dangerous, that would not be good for the Torah. And therefore, I don't know if there's going to be another one, but I just have to put this one away. But the second luchos that he received, that's Ma'ase Adam, which means it's not eternal, and we forget things, and we have to remember. But that's, we live in a luchos shnios world, and that's a good thing for Torah in general. It might be hard personally for each of us to try to remember our learning, but it's a good thing in general for Klal Yisrael to have Torah that one has to work very hard for in order to be koneh. So maybe that's alluded to in this little line here that, you know, he forgot what was told, you know, even in those days. Things sometimes were forgotten. Reb Yirmiya boy, hadein de'achal solis ma'al mivrechei besofa. Right, if somebody ate edible, like flour, it has to be edible, ma'al mivrechei besofa, do you make a bracha afterwards? You make a bracha afterwards. The Charedim quotes the Tosfos and the Rush here that if somebody makes a borei pri ha'adama, right, is there ever, right, if somebody eats, let's say, one of the rice or of these other grains raw of these barley or wheat, so we said before, maybe you'd make a hadama. What bracha do you say afterwards? Is there anything besides a borei nefashos? Is there an al hadama val pri hadama in al hamichya? We've never heard of it. But that's part of what the question is going on here. Amar Reb Yossi, v'achein lo achar Reb Yirmiya solis ben yomei. You know what? Reb Yirmiya wasn't sure, so he never ate it. He never ate it outside of a meal because he just wasn't sure about what bracha achrona to make. Less tzurcha, let's go to the girsa of the charedim. Less tzurcha ela da. What does that mean? The charedim explains. V'talmudhu n'misayim. The Gemara explains. Reb Yirmiya only had a suffix. Had Reb Yirmiya de'ein lanu suffik limnoa manias ha'ochel misuffik Reb Yirmiya ela zeh v'chayotzei bo. Kishi yistapeki yivarech basof borei nefashos omein gimel. The only problem is, you know why he didn't eat it? Because he didn't know what bracha achrona to make. Right? Bracha rishona wouldn't have been a problem. Because then if you're not sure about what bracha rishona to make, then you just make a shahakol. That would be okay. So let's surcha ela da. The only problem here he didn't eat it is because here he had a question about the bracha achrona. There's no all-inclusive bracha achrona that one can make, right? But that's what the Haredim says. If he was bestabik with the bracha rishona, then there wouldn't be, he wouldn't not have eaten it because he would have just made a shahakol. We'll get back to that, Brother Shem, in a minute. Let's just finish for a minute. Lama hu chosim ba ba'aretz. So just one more general, you know, let's stop there for a second before that. This question is quoted by Tosfos and by the Rosh and others as well. Not to eat raw wheat or raw grains because we're not sure exactly what the bracha achrona should be. Even if you make a hadama on the raw, right, Tosfos says this in brachas, and the Rosh says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch also quotes, that there is one shouldn't eat this outside of a meal. Right, this is the discussion of Tosfos. Lamed Zayin Amun Aleph. Hakoseis Chita. You make a Ha'adama. Mi bilach Rav Yish L'Sapek, says Tosfos. I'm reading now. Baruch Lama Zayin. Mayim Avarachin Avarachin Al HaMichya V'Al HaKalkola Messayim Al HaDama V'Pri HaDama Delo Ashkon Birchas Al HaMichya V'Al HaKalkola El HaHecha DeBaruch Alay HaBoreisha Kodem HaFila B'Rimei Mizonos. You never have a Al HaMichya unless you made a Mizonos. Or an Al HaEitz V'Al Pri HaEitz. Right? But you never have a Al HaMichya when you made a HaDama. V'Rabbeinu Tam. There's these different Misores of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had Al HaDama V'Al Pri HaDama. And then he crossed it out. Right? We have a Mesora, we have a Rabbeinu, look at Rabbeinu Tapsider, he had it, and then he crossed it out, and other Rishonim had it. So there's a whole discussion about whether there's ever such a thing called Al Adama, via Pri Adama. Where does this come up? Sometimes if somebody eats raw granola, you know, the more it's processed, like granola bars, some posts can talk about. The more sticky and gooey and stuck together they are, there's, in the middle, I guess, the same Mizonos on those. But what if somebody has a granola bar that's very raw granola, just plain granola, so one should probably eat that with other Mizonos. That's clearly Mizonos. You can make an alamichya on that and eat something with other, you know, burn the fushes foods, so it covers. But this is the question that the Rishonim have here, what one should do. Okay. Now, separate question. Lama uchosim ba ba'aretz. Why is it that in Al HaMichya we don't mention Yerushalayim in the last line? Right? It's a summary of all of benching. So we have a line relating to Hazanah Sa'olam and No Delecha. So why don't we mention Yerushalayim? Nasis kibirchas pa'olim. Because we make it just like we had weeks ago, that a po'el, because he's working, he has to shorten benching. So he puts Yerushalayim into the bracha along with the earlier bracha. So too here, the Tanya Paulim Shay Osim Milachim Alabayas. Remember, if the worker is working, Harilim Avarchim Bracha Rishon, the Kolon Shay Rishalayim, Bishalaretz, the Chose Bishalaretz, you put it together with Ala Aretz Yalamazon to save a few seconds. Avalim Hayo Sidimo Besudan, but we mentioned the two exceptions. If the wages that you are getting is not separate wages, but you're just getting your meal, O Shahayab Alabayas Ochlimoin, or the owner is eating with you, so then Harilim Avarchim Arba, then you can make all four. But the shortened one is said, if you are working, so to hear by an alamichya, we use that shortened matbeya in alamichya. The base Rabbi Yanai abdelik matbeya bracha. Rabbi Yanai had it as a separate bracha, right? He had Voni Yerushalayim there also, as the Charedim say, klomar chas muba bavoni Yerushalayim kimo dechosmin bebirchas mazon. So it's a different versions of how the nusach of Al HaMichya. Again, our Mesorah, you put together Bavli, you put together Yerushalmi, you see how it has come through the Mesorahs like we had today, Borei Nefashos, Modim Durabanan, but Baruch Hashem, we have all these various Mesorahs that we're able to learn about just in the Hilchos Brachas that we say. Okay, we'll stop here.